Monday Night Talk on Twitter. Start at 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. And don't forget to add hashtag Monday Night Talk to your tweets. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
And good evening. And of course, it's not Kevin Tachi. It's Christine James. He's invited me to sit in tonight. Welcome to a WATD political forum. I'm Christine James, your moderator. It's the race for the state rep seat in the 9th Plymouth District. Three Democrats vying in the February 2nd primary election to fill the seat vacated by former rep and now new state senator Mike Brady. There are no Republicans running in the primary election for the Brockton seat. The general election, that's on March 1st. In studio tonight, we've got Brockton Ward 7 counselor and candidate Shirley Asak. Thanks for joining us tonight. Joining her, candidate Jerry Cassidy. He served as a Ward 3 counselor. Now, candidate and Brockton counselor-at-large Shana Barnes also scheduled to attend tonight's forum, but she is not feeling well. Asking questions with me are our own Monday Night Talk Show host, Kevin Tachi. Good evening on your own show, Kevin.
Thank you.
Reporter Charles Mathewson of WATD and Brockton Community Access General Manager Mark Lindy. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
And we have your camera guy right behind me.
It's Maddie Nelson.
Hi, Maddie. Thank you for not making little bunny ears behind my head. Our format is simple. We have candidates. We've asked candidates to have opening and closing statements ready, no longer than 2 minutes. They can be as short as you want, but no longer than 2 minutes, please. In between, we ask a round of questions, including the famous lightning round, where the reporters will ask for either a one or two sentence answer or a yes or no. And the reporter will say what they want. When we have if we have time, we will let the candidates ask each other a question or two. Okay, any questions about the format? We're pretty straightforward about that. We always use the same one. We chose opening and closing order earlier from the official WATD newsroom koozie. The candidates were here, so they saw that there was nothing going on, no funny business. So Shirley will open, and then Jerry will follow her, and then we switch the order at the end. Closing comments will be Jerry Cassidy and then Shirley Asak. Now, tonight's forum will be posted online as well as rebroadcast on Brockton Community Access tomorrow morning. WATD will have selected highlights during our morning drive news, and I believe we also have a reporter here from The Spark, and that's Emily Reynolds. So good evening here, and we've got some great candidates, and always, you know, Brockton politics, there's always something exciting going on. So let's start with opening statements, and again, we're going to start with Shirley. Good evening, and tell us all about yourself in 2 minutes.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Thank you to WATD and Brockton Cable Access for hosting this forum. I'm Shirley Asak. I'm a lifelong resident of Brockton, serving as your Ward 7 City Councilor in the City of Champions. As a wife, mother of two daughters, and a mother of two young daughters in the Brockton Public School System, I'm also a small business owner, and I understand the issues that our city, our community needs. I know what the community needs, and I know that we need to go after state funding for our public schools, for our public safety. We need to support our police and fire, and I would be there to advocate for small businesses. As a small business owner, I know what small businesses need in this city of Brockton. We need to advocate for them. We need to look for funding for them, look for grants to help them to do what's best for our small businesses that have become the backbone of the city.
I started with the small business, and I'd like to clear up something. I was one of the few city councilors that voted against a tax increase to the residential property taxes. I voted no to have the residents bear the burden on that tax, to bear the burden of the increase in taxes. So that is something that I stand behind. I researched. I did my job beforehand, before going in and voting. I knew what that tax rate needed to be. So that is, I always have the residents in mind, as well as the small business owners and our community in general. I need your vote. I need the residents of the city of Brockton to elect me to be the next state representative, to represent them at the state house. So I ask for your vote February 2nd. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Shirley Asak. Now we're going to go to Jerry Cassidy, your opening statement for our listeners.
Thank you, Christine, and Mark and Kevin and Charlie. WATD, you know, it's wonderful that you guys do this forum to inform the voters of Brockton. We also want to thank the NAACP for the MLK event that they provided the other day. They also honored the late Senator Tom Kennedy. I'm a third-generation Brocktonian, lived here my whole life. It's just a wonderful city. My former city councilor in Ward 3 for 4 years. I worked with State Senator Tom Kennedy for the last 28 years. I'm working with Mike Brady, Senator Mike Brady now. I'm a father, husband. My two children, they went through Brockton school systems as my wife and I did. We're not going too far from Brockton. We're staying in Brockton. 28-year Democrat in the city of Brockton. You know, it's just a wonderful city. My top priorities are basically the crime and the opioid addiction in Brockton. The crime, I think, is, you know, going around knocking on doors. That's the number one thing throughout this whole summer, undoubtedly. And people just want answers, and they want more state funding for state police. And, you know, I think that can happen as far as Brockton goes. Chelsea, same thing. When the FBI moved down there, changed that whole downtown area. And I think with the state police barracks moving from Middleborough up to Brockton can do that. You know, I can hit the ground running with my relationships that I do have up at the State House, being a lifelong resident. And, you know, I have working relationships with the majority leader and House Ways and Means Chairman. So saying that, I just hope everybody votes for Jerry Cassidy.
Thank you very much.
February 2nd.
Thank you. That's Jerry Cassidy. You've heard from the candidates, their opening statements. Now we're going to go to our questions. Let's start the evening with Kevin Tachi, the host of Monday Night Talk. Questions for the candidates and who you'd like to direct the question to first.
Okay. Brockton is experiencing its share of gun violence, as we've heard about a number of shootings over the past couple of weeks. We also, last week, saw a spike in the number of drug overdoses. Now, I don't know if things have changed over the weekend. Last we heard, they were like 42 overdoses. No fatalities that we know of at this particular time. But this is happening at an alarming rate. Now, as a state rep, what can you do, or what do you feel that you can do to help the city, either with legislation, initiatives, or funding? We'll start with Jerry.
Sure. I know the House passed the bill the other day, last Tuesday, I believe it was. The governor's, the Senate's portion of it, they're going to go to conference committee now. As far as the opioid, the 72 hours, I was looking to have them do away with the dentist prescribing 30 pills. You know, just for having a wisdom teeth out, you get 30 pills. You know, people don't need 30 pills, so they're looking to cut back on the 72 hours. Doing that, I would, listen to my House colleagues, see what they want, and even the mayor, the mayor of Brockton, he's on the commission, and his knowledge of the opioid addiction is, you know, paramount. I know with the what happened over the last couple of days, you know, some people were saying that it was fentanyl and heroin mixed in together. That's that's a high speed drug that you know, we have to stop. That goes hand in hand with the safety issue, like I was saying.
Okay. Same question for you, Shirley.
Thank you. This is an epidemic that affects all of us. It's whether it's not directly with a family member or friends, it's somebody we know or somebody in the community, and Brockton has been hit really hard with it. In the past few weeks, I've attended many programs that talk about the opioid addiction at different levels, you know, whether it's there was a release of a short film that addressed it to educate the community. We really have to work about educating the community and getting the word out there, teaching our kids at a young age, no first time. So we're doing our best to just educate the community. But to answer your question about the legislation at the State House, I happen to have spoken with our other state representatives and our Senator Brady. And yes, there were bills that were passed on the state rep in the House, and the Senate also passed their bill. But because the wording does not coincide, they have to come to an agreement. The wording has to really go together for it to pass. And so we're still a ways before this bill goes through. So if I am successful, I will work to figure out what do we need to do to work together with the colleagues to get the job done instead of having things take longer time. Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Charles Mathewson now, WATD. Questions for both candidates, and let's start with Shirley this time.
I'm going to take a question out of order because we started talking about opiates. Specifically, would you have, if you were in the legislature last week, would you have voted for the governor's version of the bill or the somewhat watered-down House version?
Well, I would... I've read both the bills, but I would have to really, I didn't spend as much time as the state reps that are in office right now, that they, the time that they have spent on it. So I really would like to go through it with a fine tooth comb and before I can answer that,
Well, the basic difference is, would a physician be able to prescribe 3 days worth of an opiate or 7 days? The governor wanted 3 days, Mayor Carpenter wanted 3 days, and the House bill says seven.
Well, I was aware of that, and I would lean towards the 3 days, but there's always a case where if somebody's in pain, or there has, what if 3 days isn't enough for them? So that's where it was, where I was undecided, there should always be that case where a doctor can, if they feel the patient has to have a longer prescription, that they should be able to make their professional judgment. So,
Jerry, which version would you have voted for, the governor's or the House?
Well, I know it's in conference committee now. The Senate has already gone through that. I know Senator Rosenberg, he had spoken that the House was... they had a very good portion. So I think this is going to, be a swift bill because, so many people have been dying. The governor was in his office with, he was doing a bill regarding Senator Tom Kennedy, a spinal cord bill. And he said there's more people killed from this addiction than the Vietnam War that's happened. So listen to both sides, see who's on the conference committee. And I try to get their take on, which side they would want. I would probably go with the three.
Okay.
Let's go to Mark Lindy now from Brockton Community Access. Your questions for the candidates, and let's start with Jerry this time.
It's much more fun to be on this side of the microphone than sitting where you two are. So the district, the 9th Plymouth District, is entirely in the city of Brockton. School funding and the education funding formula has not been addressed in years. It was the Education Reform Act, I think, of 1993, if I'm not mistaken. What would you do to advocate for Brockton school funding? All the suburban communities, the towns, are looking to change that formula to balance it more in their favor. Right now, it's more in the city's favor, or cities and towns, especially gateway cities. What would you do specifically if elected on school funding?
I would basically, like I spoke out against the charter schools a couple months ago. Funding-wise, I would speak to the chairman of Ways and Means and see what his take, if I can advocate for Brockton. I would specifically, it's Brockton High School, I mean, the seniors, 92% of the kids graduate and go on to college. I mean, they're doing a wonderful job for what they have. Class sizes are way too big. They're like 32 per class size. I would advocate for more funding for the teachers. They do a wonderful job in the city, and even the parents are stepping up and keeping an eye on the kids doing the homework. So that's what I would speak to the chairman of Ways and Means and look for money for Chapter 70 monies.
Shirley, same question.
Thank you. Schools are our biggest asset in the city of Brockton, where I'm very proud of our Brockton Public Schools. What I would do is I would just continue advocating the importance of how important it is to keep the funding coming to Brockton. We cannot afford to lose a single dime. We need all the money that the that we can get from the state. We actually need more than what we're getting because of the number of students that we have. People forget that we're a really large city, and we have a lot to offer. And in order to keep, you know, to keep the programs going, we need to bring the funding in. So that would be my biggest. I would keep on advocating. I would. I talk to my colleagues, work with them to make sure that we're doing what we need to do to advocate for our city, for our school department, for our kids. It's all about our kids and what we can do for them to make sure that they're getting, that we're taking care of them, that the funding is there. That would be what I won't let it go, because education is our number one thing.
Okay. Mark Lindy, you've got a follow-up question to that?
Yeah, the follow-up question to that is Jerry just said he would speak to the House Majority Leader. I'd like to know from both of you if the House leadership specifically told you, we want to shift the formula to suburban communities, what would you do, being a representative from the city of Brockton?
Absolutely not. I mean, Brockton is the city of champions, and you know, we should advocate for the city of champions, because you know, we grew up here, and we're think the teachers are doing a great job, and I would stand up publicly and make sure that that doesn't happen.
Okay. Absolutely not. We're fighting for our community, for our kids. There's we would prove why we can't lose any funding.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go back to Kevin Tauchin now. Questions for the candidates. These are two of the three candidates here in the 9th Plymouth District in the Democratic primary, Jerry Cassidy, Shirley Azak. Kevin Tauchin, questions.
So I want to kind of get a little deeper into your backgrounds. Other than being a one-term city council who has since been reelected to a second term, what makes you a better choice over the other two candidates to represent this district in Brockton?
I'm involved in the community. I have been for many years. I've whether it was in the school with the school department, or whether it was in the community, the different diverse communities that make up the city of Brockton, I feel that I have many things to bring to the table. Being involved with the school system because of my daughters, because they're in the system right now. Now I know what this what we need. I'm also a small business owner, so I know that we need to advocate for the small businesses to help bring in more business into the city of Brockton. And as I'm multilingual, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud that I speak multiple languages, and that helps break down barriers between the different communities. To be able to communicate and bring our vision to the state level. I pride myself that I work well with others, and I've built bridges over the last few years, and I look forward to doing that even more in the next in the coming years. So, it's really about working together as a community.
Before you get to Jerry, what languages do you speak besides English?
I speak French, fluent in French, and Arabic.
Okay, thank you. That was Shirley Azak. Now, same question to Jerry.
Well, Jerry, you served two terms on the city council, I believe 2000 to 2004?
Four, yeah.
Okay. And you also worked with the late Senator Tom Kennedy. Do you feel that necessarily makes you a better choice to represent the district over the other two candidates?
It's actually very good that all three people. It's tough when you put your neck out on the line. Mm. As working with Tom Kennedy for the last 28 years, I saw it from behind. Surveying the whole system and doing constituent service work, and over 28 years, I think I've built up friendships, both on the House and Senate, and our constituents over the years. Cleaning out Tom's office. I came out with like four boxes of thank you notes over the years, and just going through some of the notes, I remember this person, that person. So I just have a very difficult to talk about.
Do you feel that your experience makes you a more viable, better candidate than the other two candidates?
I do.
And this is no disrespect to them, this is talking to the voters.
I would never disrespect any of my opponents. I believe just because my relationships with the Ways and Means Chair, all the House members, Jay Ash, who's where he's the secretary for the governor, Housing and Urban Development, I've created all kinds of friendships over the years, and that's going to help bring grants, money back to Brockton. Mm-hmm. That's the reason I'm running. Help Brockton.
Thank you. Now we're going to go to Charles Mathewson. Questions for the candidates.
You know, we didn't plan this, did we?
No.
But I have a follow-up to your question.
Of course.
Okay. Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Jerry, you have a lot of friendships in Boston. You also have a lot of friendships in Brockton, including some of the more, shall we say, elite political families. Does that give you an unfair advantage over your two opponents?
Elite families in Brockton. I don't understand that question.
You going to say it or am I?
Go ahead, you say it.
The Cruz and Kennedy family, that they're known as being the elite political families.
I disagree with that. I just... Okay. I disagree totally with that, but everybody in Brockton, it's just wonderful to have some backing that we have. My wife, I'm blessed to have her as my biggest backer, and my family. It's very very heartfelt feeling to have my wife in back of me.
Okay, and on family. The other side of that, Shirley, Jerry clearly has a lot of experience on Beacon Hill. You have none. Why isn't he the better choice?
Well, I have to correct that. I'm not sure. He said he was on Beacon. I don't know what experience I heard. And with all due respect, I know that I've heard some of the interviews that Jerry has done, and he says he's been on Beacon Hill, but it's different being and actually being a state representative than being there. So I believe we're all going in at the same level, just like when you're elected as a city councilor, where nobody has the experience to do this public service before they're actually in the position. So until you voted on the floor, you can't say you have the experience that you have done the job. So I do disagree with that. I do respect experience, but I believe I have I bring something else to the table. You know, the experience with the community of Brockton. I know them very well, and I've made a lot of friends. As far as this state representatives and some in the Senate. So, this isn't about friendships for me, and I don't want to feel that I owe anybody except for the voters of the 9th Plymouth District. Those are the people that elect us in, and those are the people that I'm concerned about their concerns and their issues to bring to the table.
Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you to both of you.
Thank you.
Any follow-up to that, Charles?
Well, I could ask, Shirley, do you think that Tom has deeper political connections in Brockton?
I think, there are family names that are very well known, but I like to think mine is too. But no political backing, just we're a lot of small business owners in the city. We've supported the city for many years. I'd like to think that, hopefully we need the voters to come out and we need them to educate themselves, learn who the candidates are, and make the best decision of who they'd like to represent their district.
And fellow for Jerry?
Jerry, you have made quite a bit of your connections with people in the legislature. Shirley just questioned that, said, well, you're not really a voting member.
That's true. She's right. I've never voted on the House floor. I voted in City Council chambers, for Brockton. I just feel that being with the State Senator Tom Kennedy over the years that... people, realize what kind of job I've done, and we're still friends, an awful lot of people on both the House and Senate side.
Okay, let's go to Mark Lindy now. Questions for the candidates.
Freshman representatives don't get a lot of choices. They go there, and especially in the middle of the legislative year, where the committee's spots that are left are kind of few and far between. We have. Looks like what is a simmering issue brewing between Brockton and Kingston with Silver Lake. There's a dispute going back years over the water, and there are some veteran legislators like Tom Coulter and others that seem to be questioning what Brockton's doing. Brockton has had water woes for years. We have a desal plant. There's all sorts of things going in the works. How could you, as a freshman state representative, deal with that issue effectively to represent the city of Brockton but not offend the other community where the actual water is? I'm going to start with Shirley.
Sure, thank you. I think the best way to deal with an issue is to sit down at the table with the other representative, and let's put all the you know, the pros and cons on the table, see what we need to do as a community, and get the facts out there. We need to get the facts. We need to learn what we can do to find out. It's not a matter of who's right and who's wrong, but let's put the facts out there, work together to find a solution. It's about finding a solution and working together. And, of course, we'll be freshmen, but I'd like to say that because we're professional, we can work at the same level.
Thank you. Same question for Jerry.
Yep. Thank you, Mark. It's all Brockton seat, so I'm going to advocate for Brockton. You know, I'm not, not that I'm not concerned about the towns, but working for State Senator Mike Brady, I've sat in on meetings, and you can feel they're disheartened for Brockton, you know, taking water, you know, from them. You know, I would sit down, like Shirley just said, I would sit down with all groups that we've done in the past with Tom Kennedy, and try to come up with a solid solution, like Brian Creedon.
Thank you.
Okay. Kevin Tashi, questions for the candidates tonight?
I'm going to go back to the education part, but it's the education part I'm going to go back to is I see it as a key, a puzzle piece to the downtown economic engine, and that is one of them is the College Collaborative, and you also have Massasoit was also supposed to be building a science and health building. I want to kind of get your where you guys are, your knowledge of these projects, and what do you know as far as the governor placing these two projects on hold? What will you try to do, if possible, to kind of help move these projects forward?
Let's start with Jerry.
Just the other day, Jay asked the Secretary of Housing and Human Development. He was at the Metro South Chamber of Commerce, and he was saying that the governor is going to put this on the back burner. Originally, a few months ago, you know, we're all clapping hands that it was going to happen, you know, right away. But Mr. Ash had said that it's going to put on the back burner because the governor is going to have to cut some programs here and there. We just don't have the money. The state doesn't have the money as far as what the number was supposed to be coming in at as far as projected revenues. So I believe that's where it stands right now. It's just too bad. Hopefully that, you know, the economy will, you know, flourish, and they would definitely support that.
You can stimulate any kind of conversation, whether yourself or part of the legislative delegation, to push this forward?
I would hope so. You know, hopefully, you know, things work out that way. It's well needed. You know, it's changed up in Lowell. You know, once you have a college, you know, there, it changes the whole city, and that's what we want to do, is change the whole downtown of Brockton.
Sure. Same question.
This is a subject I'm very passionate about, and I'm going to answer how I would deal with it first before I say why I'm so passionate. The first thing that I would do is make an appointment to sit down with our governor and figure out what, and express to him the importance of this college collaborative in our downtown, on our main street. We have gotten a lot of grants, spent a lot of money, millions of dollars on our downtown. But if we don't get this college collaborative, it doesn't matter how much money we spend, we will not get any new foot traffic. We can build all the restaurants, but no, they won't stay in business because we don't have a clientele that goes to them. We need this college collaborative, and there is no way it can't happen. It has to happen, and our governor needs to understand the importance of it, and maybe he needs to have us really talk to him directly and tell him how important it is to us. This is something that I'm not going to let slip through the cracks, because it's devastating to the city of Brockton. We need to get this college collaborative.
Okay, thank you. Just a reminder, you're listening to 95.9 FM in Marshfield, WATD, the South Shore's news and information station. If you're just tuning in, this is a political forum. It's the race in the primary for the 9th Plymouth District. We've got two of the three candidates here. We've got Jerry Cassidy and Shirley Azak. And asking questions, we've got Kevin Tashi from WATD, Monday Night Talk host, Charles Mathewson, WATD reporter, and Mark Lindy. He is the general manager and director over there at Brockton Community Access. Going to go back to the questions now. Kevin, you had a follow-up question.
I do have a follow-up, and that would be, knowing that both of those projects are very important, and knowing that DCAM has already purchased the Christo's property, that's already been bought and paid for by the state, knowing that they already bought the building at 121 Main Street. Which one of them do you feel that you would push harder for or single out? Would it be the Downtown Collaborative, or would it be the Science and Health Building? Which one do you think would be easier to get some kind of movement on?
Well, I'm not looking for easy. I'm looking for what is needed by the city of Brockton. The Main Street location, which we did. I served on the real estate committee for the City Council's real estate committee, and I was present there when we sold the building to the state. And so they own that building already. I would push for the Main Street because so much relies on that. Other businesses rely on it. The Massasoit building, the science building is just as important, but the surroundings don't rely as much on it as do the Main Street. We've spent a lot of money on our Main Street. We've done a lot to try to revitalize it, and we have businesses that are just waiting for something to happen, and this is the only thing that's going to make a difference.
Okay. Jerry,
you want to answer that?
I think downtown is probably the most important one, because when you're driving in from Belmont Street, the first thing you would see would be a nice college area, and it just visually when you're coming into Brockton, that would be a great thing. But I know Massasoit there, that's a huge piece of property that could we definitely need a lot of traffic and college over there. Like Massasoit is doing a phenomenal job with the students, and then I don't know if a Republican governor would come and listen to a freshman rep. I would probably more or less work with like a Jay Ash. That's how I would try to work things, to set up that meeting.
Okay. Can I answer that? Can I just quick comment?
Sure.
I would like to hope that our governor would listen to everybody. Doesn't matter what level they're at. We're all in this. We all live in the state, and he represents all of us. So I would hope that he would listen to all of us equally.
Okay. Let's move on now. Charles Mathewson, question for the candidates.
Shirley, you don't think the district court brought the clientele that will... That was just a joke.
Yeah, I'm learning to learn your humor, Charlie.
So are we.
I would like to go back to water. I was going to dump this question, but you, excuse me, a little vague. I want to be a little more specific. Tom Coulter is on the warpath in Kingston and the other Silver Lake towns that he represents. And he's begun to put a coalition together with Vinny DiMasito and others to force Brockton back to the legislature to do some very specific things. One is to put the desal plant online, and another is to replace the more than 100-year-old pipeline that, as we all know, broke and caused a big problem. It's not so much sitting down at the table, but they have already organized and have some very specific goals in mind to reorganize Brockton's management of the Silver Lake watershed. So we'll do musical chairs here a little bit. Jerry?
It's like I was saying, it's Brockton that Brian Creedon, he's the water commissioner, and we definitely need to sit down with him. And the seat is a Brockton seat that we're running for, and it's basically all about Brockton, and that's the way it is.
How would you specifically counteract an attack that's already on its way?
I would sit down with a Representative Coulter and see what his concerns are as far as going forward, and I would see what he thinks. But like I was saying, it's Brockton.
Shirley?
Sure. What I would do is I would Brockton has two other state representatives, so I would get them. I would work with them, see what we need to do to build our own. What did you call it? Warpath? what was the word you used?
Yeah, warpath.
So really to defend our community, because I respect Representative Coulter. He's doing what he needs to do, but we also need to do what we need to do for our community and for our city. So I would do the same thing on our end. Make sure we have the facts and do what need to do to defend us.
Okay, thank you.
Mark Lindy, question for the candidates.
What committees would you like to serve on if you're successful in this election? Jerry first.
First one, top priority would probably be the public safety. You know, like I was saying, the number one issue in Brockton is public safety, that we've had huge issues about that are going around knocking on doors. And, of course, Ways and Means. I would hope that I would try to get on Ways and Means, like the late Senator Tom Kennedy and I were, working with for a number of years.
Okay, Shirley?
Of course, Ways and Means, but I would be dreaming, and I know that. But definitely education.
Okay.
Yeah, Ways and Means is a little out of freshman's.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
There have been, I think, either freshmen or sophomore representatives who have been successful at that, depending where they are. All right, so I'm going to go back to water real quick, if I can. If the city council does approve the purchase of the Aquaria desalination plant, I believe that there's going to be a home rule petition that will have to take place in order for the city to acquire an asset that's located in another community, because the desalination plant is located in Dighton. If you could, give me your thoughts on being involved with that, whether you approve or disapprove of such a transaction. Shirley.
You're going to start with me. Okay. I'm not sure if this is something that's coming before City Council, so I really don't want to go into too much detail with it.
So you want to abstain to it?
Please,
because here's the problem. I believe that if you are elected as a state rep, you are planning on staying on as a Ward 7 City Councilor.
Correct.
Okay. So you're going to have to decide. First, you're going to have to decide, and then if you are a state representative, you're going to have a little bit of conversation about this in order to move it forward beyond that. So
definitely, when the time comes, I will. But because it's right now in the process, I don't want to say anything that's going to affect my vote, how I'm going to vote on anything. So, but I have no problem in I'm pretty transparent and open, so I have no problem in discussing that when the time arrives. Right now, it's just because of the timing that I can't.
Okay, all right. It's a question I had to ask, because this is something that would be one of your duties as a legislator, as a state rep. Jerry, same question to you, sir.
It's in the city council's hands now. I voted against it back in 2003. I mean, it's been around that long. It's time for it to be put to rest, and the city council will definitely do their part, due diligence.
So, but the question I'm asking you, though, is this, where would you stand on, so would you not be in favor of a home rule petition for the city of Brockton? Let's say the city council votes and says, we want to purchase this property, and then it comes to the legislators, that's you and the committee.
I just don't see that happening for myself. I don't think the city council will do that. They're smart enough not to have that happen.
Okay, very good.
Thank you very much, Kevin. And it was just a little coughing session I had. Thank you. Charles Matthews, in question for the candidates.
I think we're wrapping up this section, so I want to ask what may sound like a very general question. Brockton has a myriad of challenges: gun violence, opiates, we've talked about, battles over everything from the casino to the desal plant to the gas plant. What can a state legislator do to help?
Who do you want to start with?
Shirley.
Thank you. Well, they're all very different issues. I mean, some issues are very customized to Brockton, and I know that at the state level that we would most likely would not be dealing with them, as far as certain things are strictly city. But as far as the opioid epidemic, as far as the gun violence, these are issues that we need to keep in mind once we're at the State House, how to bring them, how to get our, what's important to our community, and how to advocate for funding, whether it's to help bring in a program that's going to help us with, you know, public safety or the opioid epidemic. So we need to, as state representatives, just keep in mind the issues that the city of Brockton, that our community needs, keep it in mind so we can always be ready to advocate and fight for it to bring it back.
Jerry, what can the state do for the city?
First thing I ever learned with Tom Kennedy when in the State House was we always had an open door policy, and the actual door was always open. Anybody could come and go, and I would bring all parties together so that we could talk about whatever issue, the casino, the power plant, or any type of issue. And he always taught me also that when you bring parties together, you come to a final decision, and you know, whatever that decision would be, you know, bringing everybody together, all the state reps, senators, and city councilors, mayor, you know, we all can discuss it and, you know, come to a final decision.
Mark Lindy, questions?
State funding or lack thereof affects the local community. You have a lot of priorities to decide on as a state rep. I'm going to put on one of my other hats and ask you where libraries fall. The reason I'm asking you that is City of Brockton also relies on state aid for libraries. And if state aid is cut and the local appropriation is cut, where do they stand? Start with Jerry.
Where do they stand? I would speak to the analysts over on the House Ways and Means side. They're a great, great, smart bunch of people over there. I have many friends that are on their Ways and Means side, and I would see where it stood, and I would definitely fight for libraries. It's something that Brockton needs. The whole Commonwealth needs. I would advocate very highly for the libraries.
Thank you. Sure.
Well, we fought for a long time to keep our library's doors open. I mean, our main library went through major renovations. It's absolutely beautiful. I would hate to see it closed. So I think whether it's at the local level or the city level or the state level, we need to do everything we can to make sure that there is funding to keep the doors open, to keep volunteers or people that are running the library there. So I would do everything on my end to, you know, to advocate to make sure that we get the funding for our libraries.
Okay, and you were right, Charles, we are going to switch hats now and go to our lightning round, which is always one of the most exciting parts of our political forums.
We've done
Why?
A few of these, haven't we?
we have done quite a few of these, because this is where people just have to really step up to the plate and answer very succinctly, because the reporter will ask you a question, and it's either a yes or no question, and that's yes or no with no explanations, or one or two sentences tops, and the reporter will designate what kind of an answer that they want. So, lightning round questions. Let's begin now with our own Kevin Tachi.
This is kind of becoming a popular subject at this particular time. Would you be in favor of legalizing the recreational use of marijuana to generate additional revenue for the Commonwealth? You can give either a yes or no, and if needed, one to two sentences.
Who are you going to start with?
Let's start with Jerry.
Yes, it's legal now, isn't it? Yes. Yeah, we have
medical marijuana. I know that there's been some conversations, and there was actually a trip by legislators to Colorado to kind of look into the recreational side.
Just the medical marijuana, which is in Brockton.
Same question to Shirley?
Same question.
Okay, nice and succinct. Charles Mathewson, lightning round question.
The primary is on February 2nd. The general is on March 1st. That's the same date as the presidential primary. So I want to know, which Republican do you favor in the primary? Jerry?
Republican?
Yes.
Next question.
See, if I asked which Democrat, it would be boring, right?
Pick one. You said it was a yes or no. That's not a yes or no,
no
question.
No. You have a whole slate of candidates you could choose from. Which one would you like to see?
Well, they have, I'm not sure who's on the ballot yet. Do we know who's exactly on the ballot as of now?
Yeah, they all are.
They all are?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Actually, I haven't. I'll be honest. I focused on the Democratic debate, so I haven't focused on the others.
So no candidates from either one of you?
No Republican. No, I haven't followed it, so I don't.
Second chance, Jerry?
Nope.
Want to name one?
Nope.
Okay. There you go. All right, let's go. Lightning round question. Mark Linding for the candidates.
Full-time or part-time state representative?
What exactly? You mean if they should serve?
They can say full or part.
Okay, they can say full or part. Okay.
And if they want to elaborate a sentence or two.
Okay, let's start with Shirley.
Full-time and only full-time.
Okay.
Full-time.
Jerry.
Okay.
Kevin Tachi.
Rank these issues in terms of personal importance in regards to yourself as an elected official, past elected official, and possibly a future. Public safety, education, economic development, capital building projects like new schools or police station, fire department, stuff like that. We'll start with, did anybody start with Jerry? Who do we want to go with?
Let's go with Jerry. That's four items. Why don't you repeat those again?
Rank them in your own order, 1 through 4. Public safety, education, economic development, and capital building projects.
Okay, to the priority. All right, let's start with Jerry.
Public safety, education, development, and capital.
Okay, same question.
Education, public safety, economic development, and capital. And the reason education is because it covers all of those.
Okay. Lightning round.
Here's one of our favorite lightning round questions. What is your favorite bad habit, Jerry?
My favorite bad habit is chocolate chip cookies.
Okay, Shirley.
A workaholic. I don't know.
Okay, let's start. Mark Linding.
One thing that people don't know about you, Jerry.
Remember, this is recorded.
That don't know about me. I would probably say I used to play racquetball.
Okay. Shirley?
I used to live in Paris.
Wow.
And it's funny that Jerry said racquetball because a good friend of his, Cheryl Savage, told me that, and I would have never known that unless I had dinner with her the other night.
Okay.
Interesting.
Let's get another one in there. We're going to give them a chance to ask each other.
And I might add, we both failed at Charlie's test because usually the answer is Netflix. That's usually the popular one. That
okay.
Is I'm going to throw that this is kind of a popular one that we also ask as well, knowing that there is a charter in Plymouth County. Are you for or against county government?
I like to ask that one. That's okay. That's okay. Let's start with Jerry.
Four.
Shirley?
Four.
Okay.
Charlie? Do you consider yourself an idealist or a pragmatist, Jerry?
Idealist.
Idealist. Okay. Mark?
Power plant, yes or no?
Shirley?
Personally, no.
Jerry?
Same.
Okay. Let's let them give. You want to ask one more, Kevin?
I want to ask one more.
Okay.
And that is, you know, the big box stores, they currently enjoy the annual tax-free weekend, which is usually in August. Would you favor a meals tax-free weekend for restaurants? Yes or no?
Yes, if that's going to help their business.
Okay. Jerry?
Same thing. If they helps the business, sure.
Okay. Had time to squeeze one more in there, Charles. Do you want to ask another lightning round?
No,
let's ask each other. All right. You can ask each other a question now. Let's start with Shirley. Do you have a question for Jerry? It doesn't have to be a lightning round question. Oh. It can be
question answered earlier with the question that I asked regarding the years of service at the state house that he stated, even though he wasn't actually a state rep. I asked it early, so that was really the question.
You don't have another question you want to ask him?
I'm trying to think. Why did you leave the city council?
My kids were younger at the time, and it was just a little difficult with the kids being young, and also the fact that my city council and the legislative processes are very, very difficult to. You never know the schedule in legislative process. So working both sides, it was very difficult. So I decided to leave.
Okay, and Jerry, a question for Shirley.
Shirley, just somebody had sent me a text earlier, a couple questions on the way down, but Tom Kennedy always taught me to stay positive. Don't do any negatives. After this is over, I hope that we can still be friends, which we are.
Okay.
I just promise that you and I will be that. I hope that you can promise that also. That's great. As you know, as a city of champions, you know, we always run the race, but we're also in the same boat.
But do you have a question?
Yeah, we'll stay friends after this, right? Promise.
Depends on your question. I was trying to be nice.
That was my only question.
No, that's my only question. I am prepared to. I stand behind everything I say and do. So please ask your question.
That's it. Thank you.
So no other questions for each other then?
No.
This is usually the part where you guys go for the Achilles heel. Nope. So if that's it, that's it. Any other questions from you, gentlemen?
I could throw a couple more up.
Okay.
Common Core is also another issue. You see a lot of communities that are looking to go away from it. How do you guys feel about Common Core?
That's something that I believe we're looking at, and I would once again sit down with whether it's our teachers, school committee, our superintendent, because they're the ones that are working with these tests regularly. So I would sit down, get their views on what they believe is best for our kids, for our students. So I would, you know, I'm always about asking the questions, getting the answers, weighing the pros and cons, and seeing what's best. So.
Okay, same question for Jerry.
Right, yeah, it's an open door policy, and you know, you always ask the questions first and try to get as much information as you can get regarding these issues and, you know, formulate an answer.
Okay, Charles Mathewson.
Just because this came up, Shirley, I want to ask you again about your decision to, if you're elected, to be representative and city councilor. Jerry said that he found that very difficult to do. Recently, Dave DeCoste gave up his position as selectman in the town charter in Plymouth was changed to be sure that a selectman could not be a representative. Why have you decided to try to do both when so many people have not been able to?
Actually, in Brockton, it has been done. It was done by Senator Kennedy when he was a state rep, but when he was elected from the city council to the state rep seat, he did serve as both to finish his term, as well as State Rep Dubois. So they both did that as, you know, from history, and I'm sure it's been done by others. As far as where I'm concerned, all city councils right now already have full-time jobs. So this would be my full-time job, the state rep, and I would continue doing. I put 110% into the city council, even though it's considered a part-time job. I would do them both together and finish my term, because being a ward councilor, the city would have to have a special election, and special elections cost the city approximately $80,000 plus to have that special election. So I would never do anything that would incur those costs to the city of Brockton. So that's why I would be able to serve both, do the job, and I plan on doing it even better, because these are two things that would actually complement each other.
Okay. You got a question?
I got a follow-up.
Okay, I got a follow-up from Mark Lindy to Shirley.
You're also a small business owner. Would you still continue to do your private business in addition to the council and the... And the state rep?
Actually, no. I answered that the state rep would be my full-time job. My business has already been put on the back burner during this campaign. I've already lost business. I've lost money in campaigning because I have not been doing the job, because I am a small business owner. I've put it aside to really focus on my community and focus on this position.
I do have a question.
Okay.
I got to put on the vocational hat, okay? There's three dreaded words in the state legislature: subject to appropriation. Regional transportation every year is funded. It says in the law that it's 100% funded. However, the governor introduced at 4:45 on a Friday, subject to appropriation, adding it into the beginning of the law as well as the end of the law. We're worried because one year we had 29% funding for Southeastern Regional Volk. What would you do specifically as a representative to make sure that vocational ed, our kids can't walk to school. They come from 9 communities. I think we have one kid that can walk across the street. What would you do to help us and strengthen that line item? Start with Jerry.
Mark, thank you. I mean, Southeastern Votech is one of the premier schools in the Brockton area, and it represents an awful lot of students in from Brockton that go there and, you know, continue on to a great career. You know, thank you very much for the service you do, Mark. What I would do is go, like I was saying, go to the analysts are the ones who come up with the funds. And my working relationships with these people are far better than others because I know these people. We, you know, chat every day with these people. And I would go to the chairman of Ways and Means and, you know, speak heartily for your plight.
Okay. Shirley?
I'm going to stress one also the importance of Southeastern Regional High School. It, a lot of our Brockton students go to high school at Southeastern, and thank you to Mark for serving on their school board. Southeastern has gone over many renovations, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's not the Southeastern when I was in high school, so I was pretty impressed when I visited it. But the first thing that I would do, and this is the first time I've heard of the issue, so I would sit down with the other state rep that represents part of Brockton and Easton, and that is Claire Cronin, and see what we could do to work together to find, so we can work together and bring, find a solution, whether we need to address it as a group or, get her advice on how we need to deal with this.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're going to go to our closing statements now. We're going to reverse the order that we had at the beginning. So we're going to start with Jerry and Cassidy, and then go to Shirley Azak. And again, you can speak for a short period of time, but no longer than 2 minutes. Let's start with Jerry.
Great. Thank you very much for having us. It's wonderful to inform the voters. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, February 2nd. I'm the experienced candidate, 25 plus years working with the good people of Brockton. I pledge my full effort, energy, and enthusiasm to bring funding and grant money back to Brockton. Citizens of Brockton, I believe in Brockton. If you have a chance, please vote Jerry Cassidy February 2nd. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Jerry Cassidy. Now let's go over to you, Shirley Azak.
Thank you again to WATD and BCA for hosting this forum. I'd like to also publicly thank my the volunteers and my supporters that have really been there with me because it's a hard campaign, short period of time. It's in the middle of winter, so I'm very grateful for them. Without them, I wouldn't have a race, so I thank them. So I'm Shirley Azak. I'm transparent, accessible, and ready to work for you. I always have your best interests in mind when I vote on the city council, and I will do the same if I am successful and elected as your next state representative. I bring a lot to the table, and I'm accessible, so my information is all there on the web. I have a website, which is my name, ShirleyAzak.com, so please contact me. It has my phone number on there. I also have a Facebook page, so I've been tried every aspect to be accessible, so please contact me. I look forward to hearing from you and from the voters, from my constituents. That we need to work together to really bring our voice to the State House. And I could not finish this without having a quote from Dr. King. We have spent the weekend celebrating him, and today a lot of people didn't work because of his birthday, because we're honoring him. So one of my favorite quotes is, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." So I hope everybody remembers that, and it's about working together as a community. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to a WATD Political Forum. Shirley Azak, candidate. Jerry Cassidy, candidate, both for the 9th Plymouth District. And there was a third candidate, that's Shayna Barnes. She was unable to be here tonight asking questions. We've got Monday Night Talk Show host Kevin Tachi, WATD's Charles Mathewson, and the director of Brockton Community Access, Mark Lindy. Thanks so much for joining us. You'll be able to hear this up on our website tomorrow, 95.9 WATD.com, and I know the Community Access in Brockton will be running this a number of times. Primary election February 2nd, the general election March 1st. Remember, if you don't vote, you don't have a voice. I'm Christine James, WATD, turning it back to Kevin Tachi right here on Monday Night Talk, 95.9 WATD.
We'll take it into a break. When we come back, we're going to speak with Alex Milne. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to 95.9 WATD.